Welcome to the UX of Diversity podcast. I'm Stephen Ruiz. The podcast is a blend of narrative and interviews, all centering around issues surrounding diversity and inclusion. We will cover issues surrounding gender, race, LGBT, and other forms of diversity, including age.
Although we'll emphasize diversity in the technology space, we'll also be drawing from fields including HR, academia, consulting services, and more.
We are bidding a farewell to Shayna Ahlquist, who has been a very integral part of the first five episodes of our podcast. And here is Shayna with a few words.
Stephen and I have enjoyed working together over the last several months on this podcast, and I'm going to continue to be involved in the Silicon Beach Diversity Meetup. But with that, we are actually going to be going our separate ways podcast-wise. I might start my own podcast in the coming months, TBD. And if you're interested in learning more about that, my Twitter handle is Shayna Speaks, S-H-E-A-N-A Speaks. But with that, I know Stephen's going to continue to have amazing conversations surrounding the UX of diversity. And I really encourage you to listen and subscribe and share and leave positive reviews on iTunes. In the meantime, I hope you enjoy the rest of this episode.
So that was Shayna. We'd like to thank her very much for being a part of the UX of Diversity podcast. It's been really great working with you, and we are still very excited to work with you in the Silicon Beach Diversity Meetup and look forward to our next adventures together. So, a little bit about this episode. I recorded this on my drive, and it was a lot safer than you think, but on my drive today, with a hands-free device, I promise. So, I recorded this on my drive to a client's office, and it really talks about intersectionality, it talks about perception, and it talks about how to manage intersectionality, perception, feelings, and emotions as it relates to diversity in tech. Enjoy the podcast. So first off, I want to apologize for any background noise that you might hear. At this very moment as I'm speaking, I am barreling down the 10, getting to the Pacific Design Center, headed to a client engagement that I have with a really fantastic organization called Start Engine. I'd like to personally, first of all, congratulate John Scheipel, the owner of Freelance CTO, previous owner of Freelance CTO, and now the Chief Technology Officer at Start Engine, where he has tapped me for a user experience design consultation, which has been really fantastic. It's been a wonderful group of people to work with. The point is, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, John, for everything. And congratulations on being a new dad. I think you and Serena are going to be amazing parents. And I know it's scary as the father of a five-year-old and a co-parenter. I just want to congratulate you too. You know, this morning as I woke up, and I have a little morning ritual that I've started about 3 years ago, pretty much coinciding with my divorce. I had played with meditation a little bit. I'd done meditation, but about 3 years ago, as I was going through my divorce and having some turmoil, I decided to try meditation. I have this morning routine where I wake up and I use Headspace, which is also based here in Silicon Beach, and hopefully we can engage with them at some point in talking about Silicon Beach diversity and the UX of diversity, but I digress. But I use Headspace, and that comes as a direct extension from working with Against the Stream, which is a fantastic Buddhist-oriented meditation center in Santa Monica. They also have a center in East Hollywood, but it really became a pretty integral part of my life a few years back. And you know, it's funny, because as a user experience designer, you have to make obvious connections as a user experience designer between different components, and that kind of extends out to your life. You always are looking at connections and have this almost chess-like mentality, right? You're always thinking about connections between things and experiences between things and the emotions between things. And in meditation, it's just sort of the opposite, right? In some ways, you're trying to let go of these connections. You're trying to kind of neutralize yourself from the negative impact that emotions have, right? And I was thinking about this, right? So if you think about meditation, which again is part of my morning routine, you think about meditation and you think about how it applies to you know, the process, that was me honking, yes. As I was talking about meditation, I'm honking, but that's what the 405 does, right? Side note, I have been on every day that I leave my comfy nest in the Pacific Palisades near the beach, I have to take PCH to the 10, the 10 to the 405. I mean, all of the most infamous traffic-y freeways during rush hour for this particular consult. I'm just so not used to the traffic at this stage of my life because I've been doing so much consulting and working from home or working from co-working spaces that it's been bananas. Anyway, that's just a side rant. So I digress. Now, my point in all this is to say, I'm looking at how meditation has impacted my personal life, which has been in a really positive way. It's given me new perspective. It's allowed me to disconnect from some things. I want to thank Lori Talley, who's also coincidentally the VP of digital at the Kramer Caslett Agency in Chicago. So hello to Lori Talley and her fantastic work that she's doing there for Porsche and for Corona. And Porsche, if I'm getting this wrong, Lori, my bad. But anyway, I want to say hello and thanks to Lori because she, other than being, you know, my close dear friend since we were, you know, 13, 14 years old, she's also been someone that I have looked to as a professional mentor and someone who has had very similar experiences to me and who also has been very proactive in looking at the inner space that we have as designers. And she's a woman in tech, right? I'm a Latino in tech, to kind of tie this in to look at perspective and meditation and your mind. And I think the point of this is to say that, you know, during my morning routine, my I don't know how you wake up, but I immediately go to whatever I consider the problem du jour, right? I wake up and I'm like, oh, there's this thing that's due or this thing I have to do or this thing that's eating at me that I have to deal with. It sort of immediately kicks in from some caveman DNA perspective. It just kicks in where I have, you know, which is good, right? You're in survival mode, which is great if you're running from tigers in a prehistoric jungle, but in our world, we have a different set of variables to deal with, right? We're more evolved, hopefully, than that. And to really talk through what it is to have that perspective and to manage your emotions and to understand that, you know, there's always a shifting landscape. And as a consultant, it's even more dramatic, right? So I'm just rolling off almost a 3-year consult working with Dogtown Media, where I was previously the director of user experience and then a consultant working exclusively with iRobot. Also want to give props to KJ and Maurice and Ori and Justin there on the iRobot team in Pasadena and in Boston. What's up, guys? Also, I want to give a quick shout out to Mark Fisher and to Rob Pope at Dogtown Media, who have really gave me a really unique opportunity to come into my own on the project management side that I had not previously. I'd been an account manager to the extent that I managed my clients, but to be able to have the opportunity to do a deep dive with such an amazing client, you know, was really a fantastic opportunity. And I personally want to thank Rob and Mark for that. But in terms of consulting life, you have to be used to a certain amount of uncertainty, which, you know, we live our lives in a way that really hunts for consistency, right? And stability. And even though if you can take a step back, you can really look at life in general. We have this sense of control based on laws and based on social contracts, let's call them. And the social contract, like if I'm in a crosswalk, the social contract I have with the car that's waiting at the red light is that they are not going to take off, right? And run me over while I'm crossing the street. Hopefully, right? But my point is, we live our lives under this illusion of order. And I am all for this. And I think, again, as a designer, you really tend to hunt these models, these conceptual models out to organize, clarify, and communicate things to people in a way that helps them accomplish certain things, right? And all of this to say is that there is a certain level of intersectionality between the way that we perceive the world around us and understanding the landscape of diversity and looking at our lives through a lens of being part of a much larger ecosystem, right? Now, a lot of this happens subconsciously, and I'm going to theorize here a couple of things. One is that intersectionality as a concept within the realm of diversity means that we are looking at things through the lens of looking at things in the technology industry and looking at things within, say, academia and looking at things from the design perspective. We want to make sure through that lens, right, that all people are taken into consideration in that process. A, B, that all people are participating in the design process, in the thought process, in the contribution to how things are done. And you could apply this to just business, or you can apply this to life, whatever. But the point is, developing empathy for people around you requires a certain amount of self-reflection. My point being here is that, you know, we have a variety of different things in our lives that need to take up our headspace. So thinking about diversity, in my experience, really requires us to look at our own lives and find that connection with others around us so we can build on our common interest. And I would venture to say that we could even do that with a Trump supporter. Politically, I am diametrically opposed to his philosophies, what he believes in, his policies, all of those things. But I would venture to say that given the right set of circumstances, given my ability and my willingness to be empathetic to somebody else, I could sit down with somebody who has absolute diametrically opposed views and get to a place where we could find common interest. And getting to a place where you find common interest is that idea of intersectionality that you can start to apply to different parts of your life that say, hey, you know what? I understand and empathize with you. And as a result, you and I are going to be able to accomplish things together, right? And that's a pretty amazing thing if you think about it. If you can find the ability, and if you can dig into yourself and find the willingness to find common ground, with somebody who you might even consider to be on some level your enemy, things can be pretty amazing. Now, the fact of the matter is, this isn't a common thing. If it were, our Congress and our Senate would get much more work done. And I would venture to say that, again, as people that are, in my world, user experience designers, it is our job literally to cultivate that empathy and to understand. And sometimes that's not a comfortable place to be. You have to reflect on your own actions. You have to sometimes look at where you've made mistakes, where you've maybe done things that have negatively impacted your life, and not blame the people around you. And to understand, you know, I tell my little boy things like, how do you think when he does something to someone else and maybe gets in trouble, I say, how do you think that made that other person feel? How do you think that that made your buddy feel when you did whatever you did to get in trouble, you know, to cry, to take a toy away, to pinch him, whatever 5-year-olds do on the playground. But the point in that is that we try to train our children mostly to be empathetic towards other people, to understand other people's experience. But somehow as we grow up, and this is a whole different ball of wax here, you know, to talk about maybe the economic, you know, environment that we live in and the pressure and the stress, right? That's a way different episode of this podcast. But my point is, you know, we have these experiences as adults that are not necessarily reflective of our ability to empathize with other people. And I would say, if you could just try this one time over the course of your day, right? If you could really try to empathize with a person around you. Maybe it could be the person who's serving you coffee, you know, at the coffee shop. Maybe it could be the person that's waiting tables or taking your car at the valet, or a coworker, you know, somebody who is around you that might be going through something. Take a minute today to recognize what they might be going through. Just take a minute to do that today. You know, just really basic, simple empathy over the course of your day, especially in a work environment, will really, really get you a lot further than you think it might. So, with that being said, we wish Dr. Shayna Ahlqvist a wonderful and amazing future in whatever she does. Just quick props and shout outs to John Scheipel, who is the CTO of Start Engine, where I've been consulting on the UX front. Also to Mark Fisher and to Rob Pope of Dogtown Media. Thank you, gentlemen, so much for almost 3 years of account management, and I hope that we get to continue to work together in the near future. And also to KJ and Maurice and Ori and Justin at iRobot, have been having a fantastic time working with you guys. And again, I hope, you know, that we will continue to work together in some capacity in the future. I really look forward to seeing that happen. And last but not least, to one of my best friends in the whole world, Lori Talley. Thank you, Lori. Your support has meant everything as I've gone through this process. I just give you mad props. Also, Lori, congratulations to you and Dave on your marriage. My God, those pictures from Marfa were awesome. So I digress. Again, this has been the UX of Diversity podcast. We are on episode 6. Whoa, holler at your boy. That's a lot. We have some really cool stuff coming up. We are going to continue to forge ahead. We are going to continue to talk about the diversity of tech, and have a fantastic rest of your day. Thanks for listening.
Enjoy today's episode. Subscribe to the UX of Diversity podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you podcast.